So the South African Reserve Bank has allowed financial institutions a year-long extension to fully implement a system that's designed to fight the growing scourge of rogue debit orders. As of the 1st of August last year, the first phase of the system went live, and it requires banks to send confirmations to clients before they process a new debit order. 11 banks are actually using it so far. Let's speak to the Payment Association of South Africa's CEO, Walter Volker, who joins us on the line now. Walter, good afternoon. To you, appreciate your time on the program today. Why has the Reserve Bank agreed to a year-long extension for banks to fully implement the system?
Thank you, Jane. Thanks for the question. The request actually came primarily from the users that had to implement the system. So I think, as we mentioned in the media statement, that the banks had fully implemented the system by August of last year already, but it was a little bit too late for many of the big users to implement the system and change their business processes to be ready by February this year, as the original directive said. So they approached PASA, and together with the industry, whereas we approached the Reserve Bank and suggested a postponement in the implementation date, which was already originally going to be February this year.
And you feel this delay is justified, do you, Walter?
Oh, I must say, personally, I'm not very happy. It is realistic because we just couldn't get all the many thousands of users ready in time. So personally, I'm very disappointed. But we have missed quite a lot of deadlines and milestones from the banks, and we were actually supposed to have been ready from a banking point of view by February last year, and eventually we only got fully implemented in August, which is many months behind schedule. And then to expect the rest of the community to be onboarded fully with such a complex system in the rest of the time, especially given the December holidays and the November freeze, I think was just unrealistic and would have exposed a lot of companies to undue risk.
Right.
So it is certainly disappointing.
You see, I ask you that because we know that in some cases, reversing these rogue debit orders has actually benefited the banks because they charge for those reversals. I know that FNB is one of the banks that doesn't. Perhaps there are others. But by and large, it doesn't look like the banks were losing out here.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that any of the banks, my sense is not that any banks are deliberately slowing down the process or happy that it's not happening, because even though they are charging, they are also on the receiving end of all these claims, because as they exit some of these rogue players, consumers can still claim the full amount of the illegal debit orders, and the banks have to stand in for that. So even months and years after the rogue user has been exited, the banks still have to stand in and pay back that money. So I think it's not in the bank's interest to delay the system any longer than they'd like to, because of that risk exposure that that they faced with if we don't implement it.
Right. Walter, I need to just ask you a question which one of our listeners has put to me. Dan asks, please ask why we should wait 3 days for payments to reflect if they're transferred to different banks via EFT.
Yeah, I think that he's talking about an EFT credit, okay, which is very different to a debit order.
Right. Yes.
Yes. So you've got a various options there. Most banks offer real-time, in fact, all major banks offer real-time service today. Some banks, unfortunately, charge very much, but all banks offer a real-time payment option, which should go into the receiving bank within 60 seconds. So that's the first option. The second option, if you can get your payment instruction to your bank before 12 o'clock, it should reflect on the same day. And thirdly, if it's on a weekday, it should at the latest, if you get it in after, say, 12 o'clock, it should reflect on the recipient bank's account by the next day. It is only over weekends, if you, let's say, send the payment instruction either over the weekend or late Friday afternoon, that it should get there only on Monday.
All right.
If you use the normal service. So,
yes.
So there are at least three different options that you can choose for. The real time option is usually a little bit more expensive than the other options.
Okay, that's slightly out of the ambit of this interview, but thank you for answering that anyway. Walter, a question from Mboho, one of our listeners who's on the line to us. Are you happy to take her question?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Hi there, Mboho. Welcome.
Hi, good afternoon, Joe, and thank you for having me. Well, I don't think PASA is doing enough, you know, to protect us as consumers, you know, together with the banks. I would put them on the same notion because I am affected by this thing. Every second week, I have to be going to the bank to do this reversal, and I get charged for it. But my question is the following. Why, in this day and age, in this technological era, do we need so much time to implement a system? Can't we learn from what has happened in other countries? I don't want to believe that this issue that we are experiencing here with the fraudulent debit orders is something that has never happened somewhere else. We can go and take lessons from how other countries have dealt with this problem and move on as swiftly as possible. That's just my small question. Thank you, Joy.
Thank you for your contribution, Mboho. Walter, how do you feel about what Mboho's had to say?
Yes, Jane, I think he's got a valid point. The sad part is that we are absolutely the first country in the world that is implementing a system like this.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is absolutely unique, and we obviously working very closely with our colleagues all over the world, in the US, the UK, Canada, Australia, all over, and not one of them have got the same problem. And I just want to add, it's not just the users, the corporates that abuse a system. One of our biggest problems is that a lot of consumers are in fact disputing debit orders that are perfectly valid. So more than 90% of the disputes are actually consumers that are disputing valid debit orders, which is creating a lot of problems and inefficiencies for us. So we have to deal with both sides of the equation. And unfortunately, the system is very, very complex. It is a first in the world, and it's extremely expensive. The industry spent close to 4 billion rand already to develop the system. So it is unfortunately a unique world first that we have to implement in South Africa.
All right, Walter, thank you very much for filling us in on that. And no doubt we will be speaking to you for progress on this issue in the near future. Walter Volker is the CEO at PASA.